The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Random Would You Rather question brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. By the way, if you're on hold there, we had to reset our phone lines.
Mm-hmm.
So call back now, 206-803-ROCK. We do have a caller on the line.
We do have a caller on the line. Hello, Wade. Welcome to the men's room.
Merry New Year's, bitches.
Hola. Wade, welcome to the program. And the Random Would You Rather question. Okay. Wade, I know you've lived in a lot of places. Would you rather have a neighbor that has 20 cats, indoors, outdoors, they're always running around, or would you rather live by a neighbor that has pigs? So, you know, the pigs are going to have a little bit of a smell to them.
How many pigs are we talking?
Probably four or five. We'll
say. Okay, all right.
Yeah. So would you rather live by the cat person, or would you rather live by the person that's got the pigs?
I mean, that's a toss-up. Pigs are really delicious. But they also draw a lot of flies. And I freaking hate flies.
Okay.
Unlike most people that absolutely adore and love flies.
But flies are kind of harmless, though.
They're just annoying. Right?
Unless you're trying to sleep.
All right. What, do you sleep with the windows open and no screen?
Well, in the summertime, no, but they find their way in somehow. I don't know. But, yeah, you're trying to sleep, especially in the summer, and you get that little bit of sweat going. They're just landing on you. You're swatting at them, and you just can't get them go away.
You should take it as a compliment. It means you smell wonderful.
Okay.
You know, man, I'm taking the pigs for two reasons. One, even if you break it down to flies, one thing about cats love to kill things, but they don't necessarily eat it or take it with them. So there's dead crap.
Well, they'll bring it to you, though.
Well, look, because of the neighbors, my temporary neighbors now, the outdoor cat, we've had three different rats since they've been there that the cat has clearly killed, and good on the cat.
Nice.
But it just leaves it in the driveway. So even my dog doesn't bother with them. Right. But if it were the summertime, flies all over the place. So you're right about pigs, but the other thing to consider, Wade, is just me playing into the stereotype. I feel like if I have to talk and or interact with my neighbor, I'm going to have an easier time talking to the guy that owns pigs or woman that owns pigs. Because one, it's kind of interesting to me, and I might get to know the pigs. The pigs will be friendly. The person who owns 20 cats voluntarily, I just feel like that's not the person. I'm sure they're very nice, but it's not the person I want to be stuck having a conversation.
Also, think about this way. Back to Ted's buddy, Sal. All right? We know what the purpose of these pigs are.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be an outcome.
Yeah.
Whether that's you get a slab of bacon, whether that's you're invited over to get some ribs, or maybe a ham, or whatever. I mean, there is a definitive ending to this movie. And maybe you could be.
Well, what if they're just keeping them as a pet, right? What if it's just like the potbelly pigs? People keep as pets. Well, they have no intent of eating them.
Okay, well, that's different.
Would that change your perspective on it if they said, hey, man, no, man, these are my pets. I'm not eating these.
Yeah, I'd take the pigs.
Ultimate scenario would be if you had cats on one side, pigs on the other. Like you said, cats like to bring them back to you and like not necessarily eat them, but bring them back to you. If I can make a deal and negotiate a deal with the crazy cat lady next door who had a cat that could bring me home a pig from the other neighbor, we have a deal. We got a deal.
And she's got a big-ass cat.
Yep. Okay.
Do you want pig or cat on this? Like I said, just based on what I think the personality of my neighbor
has
would be.
Pigs or has
cat? Indoor-outdoor cats, or they have five or six pigs.
I think I side with Steve on this, Ted, because just the simple fact that he's right. This is about the owner of those animals.
Right.
Yeah. So I think there's more drama involved with the person that has 20 cats, more so than the person who is got a small farm and taking care of some pigs.
I don't even feel like it's drama. Because, again, I picture this person being very nice, very long braid, older woman, but for whatever reason, you can't walk by her house without her opening the door and coming out to share something with you.
You can't go get the mail without her looking through the curtains.
And it's a 40-minute conversation every time. Like, I'm just not built for that, man. Look, I'm just not a nice guy, I guess is what I'm getting at. And I don't want to have to be that nice.
I have inadvertently built a cat toy in my little patio.
What is your inadvertent cat toy?
So my Christmas tree that I got, like, at the bottom, besides, like, just the stump, it had a little knot on it.
Yeah.
So I don't know how the hell Cobb and I got it in there. He was down there. We were pressing on it. But now it's sitting on my patio just on its side. I got to get the maintenance guy to help me take the stand off.
Oh, you can't get the thing off.
I can't get your tree off. Is still in the back of your house.
It's just right. I can't get the stand off by myself. So then last night when I got home, I was like, all right, just sitting there. There's the two cats that always stare at me just frolicking in the tree.
Are they still staring at you, man?
Yes.
Have you introduced yourself yet?
No, they're very, if I go outside and interact with them, they're very nice.
Sure.
Will they let you pet them and everything?
Oh, yeah. They're super nice cats. It's just, if I'm watching football and I have my blinds open and my slider open, God forbid I've cooked something, the one will just sit there like, mm-hmm. Well, you're going to break.
Yeah, you're going to let me in eventually.
Well, that's the other thing. Whenever I have people, I'm like, I don't, like, you just shut the screen door.
Right.
Why? Mm-hmm. And it's like, because if one of those cats has been waiting to sneak in this house.
Yes. Yes. Breeze, we asked, would you rather have a neighbor with 20 cats or 20 pigs? Both of these stories, believe it or not, happened in the state of Ohio.
By the way, just real quick, a text came in. We lived next to somebody that had about 30 indoor cats. That place stunk so bad of cat piss, it made me gag every time I walked by the house. Keep in mind, these are indoor cats.
Okay.
The owners were super nice, but they smelled like it too. And everything I did everything I could do to keep from gagging while talking to them. That from Dawn and Roy. Okay, that was my theory.
Okay. Because
I feel like those people smell bad, they're very nice, and they talk too long.
Let's start with the cat story. As we go to Stark County, Ohio. A 27-year-old woman was arrested by police in Ohio for allegedly killing one of her neighbor's cats. According to court records filed in Stark County, Alexis Farrell of Canton is charged with injuring animals, prohibitions concerning companion animals, and disorderly conduct. She lived beside a cat lady.
All right.
All right. Investigators with the Canton Police Department said that Farrell killed one of her neighbor's cats.
Her last name is Farrell.
Yes. By stomping on its head.
Jesus.
She then went on to eat the cat in a residential area in front of multiple people at the same housing complex.
Mm.
She was arrested at around 11 o'clock in the evening. The initial bond was set at $100,000 during her arraignment. So, in other words, she is still in jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she was so upset and nuts with her neighbor. Not only did she kill the cat, or one of them, but she then filleted the cat and ate it in front of the entire neighborhood.
Did they say what she was upset about?
I have no idea. That was not specified.
That was just her response to whatever,
the problem was. Right. Yes, that's how she thought that that should go down. We stay in Ohio. An investigation is ongoing after a 75-year-old Ohio woman was fatally attacked and then eaten by her neighbor's pigs on Christmas Day.
Damn.
I saw that today. I forgot about that before I answered.
Pataskala Police near Columbus said that it's not yet clear whether criminal charges will be forthcoming in the case, which he calls horrible, just a horrible situation. Police were initially called to perform a welfare check on the 75-year-old woman, Rebecca Westergaard, because she had not arrived as planned at her niece's home in Norton. It's Christmas.
All right.
Her family had not been able to reach her. So when police arrived at her home, they found her dead on her property near her house. The police officer told the outlet he could not share many details because the investigation is ongoing, but said the two pigs responsible for mauling and eating her belonged to her neighbor. The neighbor's identity has not been released, and it's still unclear whether they will face criminal charges because the aggressive animals are livestock rather than dogs, and there's a difference between the two as far as the law goes. You might have an aggressive pit bull. That law is different
than if I have a farm animal.
If you have a farm animal.
Miles, did they eat her completely?
They ate most of her. If it was a pit bull or a Rottweiler, or name any of the other 15 dogs that are deemed semi-aggressive, then we would know the answer right away. They would put the animal down.
Yeah, of course.
But being farm animals, it's really just not something that we've ever dealt with here. Police are consulting the Licking County Prosecutor's Office and said they would share more information once the autopsy is completed in 4 to 6 weeks.
Wow.
And that's if the pigs did it on their own.
Are you thinking, what if the neighbor whacked her and then had the pigs try to finish her off?
Well, that's what you always hear. Feed a give a body to a
pig,
and
right,
because they'll eat everything.
I've heard that as well.
I think it's gone deeper, dude. I think the neighbor just didn't like her.
But that's the thing, because it's pigs, you have to consider that option. You know, the neighbor might be like, bro, I had no problem with this lady. Yep. The pigs just did this. But I think if I'm a cop, like, I hear you and I want to believe you, which never brings anyone any comfort. I want to believe you, but we're still going to do an investigation.
Yep. Well, and if I'm her family, livestock or not, like, they must have gotten out.
She was on her property, right?
Right. Yes. I still think, let's kill those pigs.
I would think, like, right, if you're going to put down the dog, you got to put down the pig. If the pigs left the property, if I climb over the fence and whatever animal you've got does whatever it's going to do.
I did not know the pigs ate meat. I just thought they eat, like,
they eat anything.
Do they?
That's why they call you a pig when you just eat anything, because pigs will eat pretty much anything you put in front of them.
Did you not see Hannibal?
I mean, I saw Silence of Lambs, but not Hannibal.
Oh, you got to watch the follow-up.
Or even Snatch.
Why? What does the pig do?
He eats Gary Oldman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's an ugly dude to eat. I mean, I'd pick somebody better looking.
Yeah, I mean, like in the movie Snatch, the whole thing was the main gangster, like when he was getting rid of people, you knew where you were going.
They're
and they're screaming, like, please throw me into the pigs. And he'd throw your ass in there alive, but he had, like, what, 80 of them or something like that. And these things went to town. I mean, it was, that's when I kind of learned what pigs were all about.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were intelligent and friendly.
They're both of those. But look, people are intelligent and friendly, and we will shoot each other to death because of a Slurpee machine.
Well, yeah, but we're not eating people. For the most part. I mean, it happens
Speak
on occasion.
Speak for yourself.
It happens on occasion, but for the most part.
It does
part,
happen on
that's
occasion.
That's not the normal story. Random, would you rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys. Happy 20 years.
Hola.
Thank you, Sean. Man. We appreciate that. All right, Sean, here is your random rather question. Would you rather have a live stream of all of your showers or a live stream of all of your bowel movements?
I think a shower is a little more dignified.
You think so? I mean, I know what you mean as far as what people might be interested in saying. But my thought is you don't want either of these things live stream. But in the shower, I'm completely naked. I mean, like, I'm naked. I'm washing my ass. You're doing the whole thing. At least when I'm pooping, for the most part, like, I'm typically tucked. Rag's not going to pee,
But don't you wipe and stand up?
I do, but I would change my game.
You'd have to.
I mean, that's the worst part. You know what the worst part is about that? People watching you wipe your ass. Not you taking a poop, but the fact that you're wiping
your ass. But here's the thing. When you have a bowel movement, whether you sit and wipe or you stand and wipe, and correct me if I'm wrong, you are still inspecting the toilet paper to figure out when you are done with the completion of that project.
Yeah, to know when
you're
done wiping.
You got to know.
So either way, you're constantly going to be on camera.
You're constantly looking
at your poop, and you might be digging for more paper. It might be like a 7 wiper. You know how that goes. Sometimes you're wiping, there's nothing there. I think they call that a ghost test.
I think I'm an average of 3 wipes. And I want to say the 3rd wipes is more of the make sure. You know, like usually about the 2nd wipe I've gotten most, but the 3rd is just kind of the assurance wipe.
Oh, the only time you have to continuously keep wiping, you can't seem to end it, is when you're somewhere you don't want to be like
a guest
house. It only happens like at work. Or, like, at somebody else's home. Like, it never
happened. Porta
potty. You're trapped in a hot porta potty.
It's never my house where it's fine. Worst case, I'll take a shower.
Right.
You got to think, man, there's probably someone on OnlyFans that does that.
Oh, I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
I'm not talking about the shower stream.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But you'd have to come up with a strategy. Like, you maintain complete eye contact with the camera the entire time. You've got to take ownership of this moment.
Are you picking the shower or the pooping? I'm going poop. I know it sounds stupid, but there's less of me exposed. I'm not topless. You know what I mean? I'm not one of those people who takes off my shirt to poop.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my.
Is there audio as well, or just visual?
I think audio is included. Yeah.
Then shower. I'm going shower, man. I mean, look, people will. You know, someone who's really uncomfortable about it will turn the water on in your bathroom, and so you automatically know what they're doing. If they turn the water on, like, dude, you're taking a dump. I understand. There's something about the audio. That's the worst than the visual.
Yeah, but sometimes in the shower, that's bad audio. We're not talking about singing, but...
What are you doing in the shower that's bad audio, man?
Oh, there's definitely some Sunday mornings where it's just me standing there like, what the hell are we doing? What's going on with our lives?
You're talking out loud?
Oh, yeah.
In the shower?
Really?
Yeah.
You guys have never done deep shower thoughts?
Not out loud. Every time I'm in the shower, I have at least my version of deep shower thoughts, but I'm not
talking.
I'm not saying them out loud.
Don't get me wrong. I talk to myself alone all the time, just not in the shower.
Yeah. I think that might be my one quiet time.
Oh, time to wash the pits and wash the butts. I mean, what do you...
Oh, yeah, the shower. I've been there chatting all the time.
It's bath time.
But I'm saying that would be bad. You have a rough Saturday night. Just like, yeah, what's going on with my life?
And do you talk out loud, too, in the shower, Mike?
Not in the shower so much. Like, I do the deep shower thoughts. For me, it's the car. That's where I talk out loud.
I'm in the car. That's fine. I get that.
I'm talking to other people in the car. Get them.
But I don't know about the shower. I don't talk out loud in the shower. No. I don't think I talk on the toilet. To be honest with you, I don't know. But now, the next time I sit down, I'm going to pay attention.
I don't know that I'm quiet.
Yeah, but...
But I don't know. Even if I'm in a good mood, I'm still talking in the shower.
But, man, I feel like there's different... Like, even if you're singing in the shower and you have a horrible voice, it's somehow universal and people accept it. And quite frankly, people with terrible voices sing karaoke and ruin your night for you anyway, right? So... Yeah. People are kind of used to people that really shouldn't sing it anyway. But the shower or in the car, you kind of give them a break. On the toilet, it's not so much that you're talking out loud, but if it's one of those where it's a little drier or a little tougher to pass and you actually audibly grunt, to me, that's so much more. Like, I would rather someone be on the outside of the bathroom door and actually hear me pooping than hear me going, you know what I mean? Like, that raises the level of embarrassment.
You ever get that guy that's next to you in the stall in the public bathroom doing that? Like, man, you should not be working this hard.
Okay. But what made the last time I heard someone audibly grunting sitting on the toilet, what was weird to me, he didn't grunt trying to launch. He grunted after it left. Right? Oh. So he's dead silent. Then you hear, and he's like, oh. And I'm like, man, that's like the opposite of any experience I've had.
I've got the easy answer to this one. It's shower.
What, to be live streamed?
Yes. I shower once a day, sometimes twice, if I do some workouts, go to the gym, whatever. So there's the occasional twice a shower day, but for the most part, I shower in the morning, and then unless I go to the gym in the afternoon or something like that, I'm done showering. Right. So it's one stream a day. Now, on Monday, I don't know if anybody else has this bug that's going around that makes your throat sore and your head stuffy.
My son's got it this morning,
and
I believe.
Stomach stuff, man, but I mean, it's not the worst flu or whatever I've ever had.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, there's no headache. I'm not vomiting. I just feel like I've been on an airplane, and I can't pop my ears. I'm just really sinus.
Stuffy.
And on Monday, I used the bathroom in here 8 times.
It was 8. Well, I lost count of 5. That's not even a joke.
8. 3 before I got in here. Then as soon as I got home, I had to run upstairs and use the bathroom. I mean, it was just, my stomach could not keep anything down. Constantly.
Couldn't keep it down.
Guzzling water. I mean, it couldn't keep it
in. It just went all the way down.
It just went all the way in. So in that instance, now I'm being live streamed on that day, which is, I know that's not the norm, but someone's like, Jesus Christ, man, what's going on? You popped up on the feed 9 times while you were at work. Instead of just, I watched you take a shower this morning.
Sure.
So I think I'm taking the shower just based on the number of live streams that would be available.
But it depends what else you do
in the
shower.
And I shower at home. It's always a home game, for the most part.
Right.
Maybe a hotel game. So, but like what Ted said, you know, you're going to catch me at work, you're going to catch me at the bar, you know, like all the places.
I don't poop much at the bar. I mean, unless I
the reason is because you have to.
But a lot of people on the text line, they said,
you should never have to poop at our bar. You live too close.
Dude, that's just not the one I want to use. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in the text line are all making the same point. They just said, look, I'm going to take the toilet over the shower for one reason. They said, I masturbate in the shower. That's where I handle my business.
All right, okay.
Oh.
Really?
Huh. All right.
What do you mean, really? I mean, I'm not one of those shower masturbators, but, like, I hear people do it plenty, but I've never heard anyone say, every time I poop, I masturbate. Like, that's...
I feel like if I had a living girlfriend, I'd be more of a shower guy.
Like, you're trying to hide it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I hear what you're saying, but I'm just kind of like, I wouldn't even start the shower.
Man,
just like,
keep the shower clean.
It goes down the drain, man.
Oh, but then it gets caught in that big ball of hair from your girlfriend.
Man.
You pull that thing out, and you're like, what is this pearl that's hanging off this 8-strand ball of hair?
It did not take long for me to realize that was not the best option.
That's just not the place
to do it. Waffle stomp it down?
God, no. No, after
you just let it flow down the drain. Because it's like throw it like a loogie. You know what I mean? It doesn't
go down the drain.
They don't go down the drain very well.
I got it. If I do exercise that option, I do a full forensic cleanup, man. I am leaving no evidence behind.
Maybe it's a great conditioner.
Full
you never know.
Forensic cleanup.
Dude, I don't need evidence of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I'm in the shower catching one, it's been a long couple weeks or something.
I mean, there are times. I want to say when we first moved here, Miles and I shared a hotel room for like, oh no, and we were like, look, man, just as a rule, just can we not handle our business? We're sharing a room.
It's yeah,
like,
cool. We did.
So we got into the
at least I didn't
the new apartment, man. And seriously, we both just went into our individual rooms. Like I'll say in like 20
nothing
minutes,
nothing was
bro.
Spoken.
Yeah, just you know. Our doors closed. It's like, yeah. Oh, God damn, I feel better.
It's like my shoulders relaxed.
Stress has gone away.
Yeah. Back pain's gone.
Birds are singing again, man.
You're not pissing me off near as much.
Well, I'm telling you, man, seriously, I don't. That's why the longest I've been without doing that since I discovered that magical moment. Because once you discover it, you're like, I want to do this as much as I possibly can. Like, if I can't have sex, then I want to masturbate, right? I mean, it's just that easy. So then when we got here, it's 2 weeks of. It's like going on a hunger strike. You know, I've never not eaten for 2 weeks, man. I don't. And it's true, you do get more irritable. You know what I mean?
You're Ted, real did you short do a month answers. Just on a bet or something like that? Or something? Wasn't it like
a couple years ago? Yeah, I did like.
Was it Lent maybe? Or
master so? Your domain?
Yeah.
Was it Lent?
Was like, it might have been almost like 2.5 months or something.
Wow. Could you have sex?
No, there was no release, period.
So it was nothing. You couldn't do anything.
No, the dreams got crazy.
I was going to say, man, did your dreams change?
Yeah.
That's well, your subconscious you forget, is even telling you.
Right. You forget how much it's just a natural urge. And
sure.
People will follow my logic here. It's kind of like fighting as an urge as a man. So I kept having these dreams where I was in these UFC fights with really hot chicks.
A lot of aggression.
And it turned into sex.
UFC specifically.
Well, just, it was a mixed submit, martial arts. Okay.
Submit, Ted.
Yeah, it was one of those contests.
I'll be down.
Because it's just my animal brain was like, what are we doing?
First, you know
we need
to
wrestle
it.
Or have sex.
First one to win loses?
Yeah. All right. But you're right. It takes a while. And then, when that ended, that was tough.
What was tough? Clean up?
Just,
I would imagine.
And
don't you save that for somebody special? I mean, or at least film it. You know, so they like, hey, look what I can do. You know?
I mean, that was the
it's
idea.
Like shooting a big gun.
That was the idea. I like that.
Yeah, all right. Well, imagine. Jesus. You don't know. I haven't told you it's loaded. There's no safety on it. Right. And I toss you a 50 cal.
Yeah.
Right.
And it just, boom.
That's what I said.
So I did wait till I had a partner, and it was like. Yeah, I mean, you're like, I mean, two, yeah. It was very quick. And then I think I laughed for about an hour, or for about a minute. What's so funny?
Oh, you have no idea.
Whew, you just laughed?
Yeah, I was just in such a good mood.
It's going to be a weird reaction from the other person. Like, we had sex and he laughed at me.
Yeah, then we got pizza. It was a great day.
More of the random Would You Rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Turn off Who Sucks Last Count of at 4:30 right after emails and a random Would You Rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Danny. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Danny, welcome to the program. Let's see. Danny, let's go with this one. Would you rather always have damp socks?
Oh, no.
Or always have a pebble in your shoe?
Pebble in the shoe, hands down.
I'm right there with you, brother.
Pebble in the shoe, huh?
Yeah, it's God. Just that Listen, easy.
You can't do the damp socks thing. Like, I was in the military. That's, like, the first thing they tell you is take care of your feet. That we have more casualties in war from, like, foot injuries from, like, damp feet than literally than weapons.
So they weren't even joking, like, and Forrest Gump, that was, like, a big point of emphasis when he meets Lieutenant Dan. Like, guys.
No, that is real. That is 100% real. You know, you get foot fungus, you get, you know, infections. Like, yeah, wet feet is bad. It's real bad.
Okay, that's a good point.
I mean, even now, outside of feet, what is the longest that you've been trapped in damp clothes? Whatever the clothes might be. I mean, just... How many hours did you have
hiking? Backpacking hiking.
I only bring this
2 days.
My son, he's like 2 years old, and I've told the story before. I won't go through it all, but we are flying from Philadelphia back to Seattle, and as the flight takes us, right around Christmas time, kids are being a nightmare. The whole situation sucks. It's holiday travel with little kids, right? And flight attendant is kind enough to bring me a beer before cart service because she looks at me, sees that I'm dealing with a 2- and 3-year-old. I had threatened their lives. That still didn't work. They're still acting like 2- and 3-year-olds. So she goes, you look like you could use a beer. And I said, man, thank you so much. I honestly can. Thank you for doing that. And she walks up, man, puts it on my tray. My kid is sitting in my lap at this point, which is cool because I paid $500 for a seat for him. So he's sitting in my lap. She opens the beer, which I have to do. And immediately my lap goes cold because my son knocked my beer over into my lap. I grab what's left of the beer, put it back on the tray. And then my lap goes from ice cold to body temperature because right after knocking the beer into my lap, he now pees directly into my lap. Like, he's pretty much dry. It's just in my lap. My wife's like, you know you have to change him. I'm like, I know. So anyway, I change his clothes. He's got a fresh diaper. He's wearing dry clothes. I'm the only one on the plane who's wet, and it's only on my groin. And it's just a six-hour flight of feeling your clothes dry.
Yeah, of urine and beer.
And it smelled like pee and beer. That's the worst part is you can't not smell it the whole flight, man. Then the kid's napping. I can't sleep. And you just, whatever that sensation is of feeling wet clothes dry against your skin, it is horrible.
He made a good point about the foot stuff. So obviously, damn socks, bad choice. Do you guys have a pair of shoes that for some reason collects pebbles in them all the time?
Yep.
I have one pair of shoes specifically. It does not matter if I'm walking on a street. It seems like a pebble figures its way into my shoes. And like both of them. Like, I did an urban hike when I got back because I was on a plane for 24 hours. I wore the wrong shoes. I had to stop no less than 4 times to dump pebbles out of my shoes just walking around town.
What gets a pebble into your shoe? Because you're right, it's always like one pair versus the other. And I don't know what it is. Like, why do you keep inviting pebbles into the shoe?
I had a pair where the seal between the shoe itself and the sole was a little bit broken.
Yeah.
And so
you scoop them up kind of.
Yeah, little tiny things would just make their way in there. And then there's others where the ankle would kind of swoop a little bit too low. And so they'd pop up and they'd jump up in there.
Yeah, you're right. I think it's just the design of the shoe.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of socks, do you wear socks with house slippers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, well, you're a barefoot guy. Yeah. I'm generally a sock guy, so if I put on slippers, and I just got a pair of slippers at Christmas.
Attaboy.
From the pair, and I'm like, man, I don't. Ooh,
yeah,
these are quite nice. Oh yeah, yeah.
The problem is if I wear slippers without socks, my feet sweat, and then I get nasty slippers.
Right, that's kind of my thing.
Interesting.
My dad used to have the rule, man. Like in the summer, if you put on a pair of shoes and did not have socks on, it would be the equivalent if you took a sledgehammer to the hood of his car. I mean, you. Just
because you didn't want
to
smell them.
That is exactly. Yeah. I mean, from a young age up until basement
that
club
teenage boy, that funk is terrible. But I mean, I do it to this day. I'm like Mr. Robinson. Like when I go home, I'll switch my socks out.
Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. Mr. Robinson.
Mr. Robinson. Oh, the landlord.
But I'll switch my socks and then put shoes back on. And then I have shoes that are like kind of older or whatever. They're not as clean. Mm-hmm. So those are deemed like house shoes. But. Mm. Over the holidays, I was hanging out at a buddy's house, and he had these North Face. It was like a Gore-Tex jacket, but they were house slippers.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, I might have to get into this game.
Yeah.
Robinson, I know you're in there. Oh, no. It's the landlord.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Well, give him Mr. Robinson. Somewhere in the middle there.
Somewhere there.
Random, would you rather question 206-803-ROCK?
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Brock, here is your random would-you-rather question. Would you rather have a random celebrity couple give you your birth name, okay? Or have yourself named after a place that you have actually worked? So you could pick the place that you worked.
Oh, I could be Chi-Chi Hill?
You could be Chi-Chi Hill.
I'm going Chi-Chi's, brother.
I'm dead serious. What was the name of the bar you worked at, Ted, in Johns Hopkins? What was that?
PJ's.
What?
PJ's.
You could be PJ.
Yeah, PJ Smith. Not so
or,
bad.
Or have,
he sounds like a wide receiver.
Or a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Like a good shooting guard, you know, but 6'6".
I sell drugs. I'm Chi-Chi.
That sounds better than Town Hall.
It just depends on where you work and where you have worked. I mean, it can't be Burger King Miles.
Well, you could be. That Burger would King. Be your name.
Maybe I could be King Montgomery. You just go by the middle name.
I'm Enum Claw Municipal Pool Hawk.
No, not Josh Fire from.
Damn it,
well, so you worked at Jack in the Box, right?
I did.
You could be Jack in the Box
Hawk.
Yeah.
Just go like Jack Hawk.
Jack Hawk. Jack.
Easy.
Wow.
Jack Hawk.
It doesn't get any better.
Come on, man. I've already got to deal with Mike. Let's not make it worse.
Jesus. All right, Brock, so what would you rather pick? A celebrity?
All right, well, so I was going to go with the celebrity because they got some bizarre, weird names. And then I started thinking about the places I've worked, and one of them is like Hungry Buzzard. So I don't know if I could pull that one off. But
where's the Hungry Buzzard?
It's a container service. I used to drop containers for like people that are doing roofing and stuff like that.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I'm disappointed, Ted, because it sounds like a real SE bar that has really good food.
All right. My fat ass was like, where is this?
Brock, where else have you worked?
So, So Cisco. I was going to go Cisco.
I like Cisco.
He's a legend in this area.
He really is. He's the dragon.
Oh, different Cisco.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Hey, Miles. Miles, yeah. I'm actually on hold number 16 at Harbor Point right now.
Damp as hell.
Yeah, I'm wearing my wet boots. Yeah, for sure. I brought two socks.
that shot uphill sucks, brother, on the next hole. Sorry that's going to happen to you.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm out here at least.
Yeah, nice. Well, it's a beautiful day.
And also, Miles, did your son like that shirt?
That would be Thrill, and yes, he did.
Thrill, my bad.
It's fine. I gave it to him. Cool. We handed it to him on Christmas, so he got two Ravens jerseys that he wanted, and then I had him open that shirt, and he recognizes it's the Sonics, but does not recognize it as Jimi Hendrix first, and he's like, what player is that? I said, man, that's Jimi Hendrix. I thought he played guitar. I said, he does, man. It's photoshopped. It's a Seattle thing.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, now, thank you for that, by the way,
Steve,
dude.
You worked at restaurants. What was the name of the pizza place?
That was Bop. Brick Oven Pizza. They just shortened it to Bop.
Bop Hill.
So I can be Bop Hill.
Bop Hill's not bad.
Yes, it is.
Who's gonna forget Bob?
Everyone would say Bob. You say, no, man, Bop. B-O-P. B-O-B? B-O-P. As in poisonous, it is Bop, okay, not what, Bob.
What again, Bop Hill, kind of like P.J. Smith, could be a wide receiver.
Yeah. It would have to be. Okay, let me think. I had Chi-Chi's. I had the Atlantic. I had Commander's Palace for a while. Commander Hill.
Well, Atlantic Hill's not bad.
Atlantic, I mean, it's stupid, but Commander Hill. Get away with that. Commander Hill. That's
Commander Hill's
name.
Pretty cool name.
I'm trying to think where else I've been, man. Okay,
you don't mind
million.
Getting beat up for stolen valor.
It's like Major Harris.
Commander Cody.
Yeah, that's his name.
I guess you're right.
Name's Major.
Yeah.
What the hell is my word? K-I-S-W Hill. You could be the Buzz Hill.
So you covered all the restaurants you worked in New Orleans.
That I can think of. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Did you work in a pizza place in Baltimore?
Well, that was Bop.
What was the pizza place in New Orleans?
I cannot remember the name of it, but it was like Pizza Mart or something like that. Right? It's a standard name. There was Palo's Pizza. I could be Palo Hill.
Palo Hill.
I would surprise people when they see me. Like, oh, I thought you'd be more Italian. Like, mm-hmm. Nah, my name's just Palo.
Palo Hill.
Palo okay. Hill.
Reason we asked.
Uno's. I worked at Uno's. Uno Hill.
That's not bad.
One hill.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wasn't there still One Tree Hill?
Yeah. Yes. There was.
Mm-hmm.
When did you work at Uno's?
When did I work? Or where?
There was a period where, like, Pizzeria Uno's, when they showed up, like, it was.
It was
a massive deal.
I will stand by their pizza. I really liked their pizza. And it was the one at the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. And that had to be. Actually, what year did Jurassic Park come out? Because I saw the movie and then went to work. So it was in 94, I think.
95, something like that.
Okay, so whenever Jurassic Park came out, that's when I was working tonight. Pizzeria Uno's.
Went to Tri-State Exterminating.
You can be Tri-State Montgomery.
Tri-State Montgomery.
But that sounds like a badass truck driver, doesn't it?
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
They call me Tri-State Montgomery.
You'd have to play offensive line.
Yeah. Reason we asked if
they
you
call him Tri-State, is he so big?
Would you rather have a celebrity give you your birth name or have yourself named after a place you work?
I would not trust a celebrity.
We do this every year. Celebrity baby names just are fodder for inspiration.
Because their parents are rich, so you can name them something stupid and it has no impact. Yes. You know what I'm saying, Apple?
A lot of people are forever pitting celeb names.
Blanket?
Against imaginary competition.
Blanket! Michael Jackson named his kid Blanket!
The dumbest. The contenders are many and impressive in the world of Hollywood. They really are. You just rattle them off. Though many parents who have welcomed babies in the last year or two.
Peaches!
Have been relatively tame in their name choices, there are some exceptions to the rule. With the likes of Usain Bolt. We know him, the Jamaican sprinter. Probably one of the greatest sprinters of all time, right? He named his twin baby girls Saint and Thunder. So, Saint Bolt and Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt. Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
All right.
Ashley Tisdale and husband Christopher French welcomed their daughter Jupiter Iris. Samira Wiley and Lauren Morelli. Their twist on two classics for their baby. George Elizabeth. It's a girl.
Why?
So they named their daughter George Elizabeth.
You couldn't just do Elizabeth George.
They say Thunder, George, and Jupiter now join a generation that already includes Powerful Queen, Lyra Antarctica, Buddy Desert, and Radix Matin, along with whatever that is that Elon Musk named his kid.
To this day, I have no idea how you're
some type
to
of
say
it's
that.
Like X. What is the AE sign again?
I don't know. I mean, look, that's the kid's name. I'm looking at it. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that kid's ever going to go to school to have to get roll call because your dad's worth whatever the hell he's worth.
Did you know who they believe the GOAT is? Who's the person who started this? The granddaddy of this entire thing?
Do we already do Gwyneth? Paltrow with Apple.
Because she was Apple. Yeah. Bob Geldof named his daughter Peaches.
Robin Williams named his, named his daughter Zelda.
What about the Zappas?
I was going to say there was probably a time where this artist was played on this radio station.
Yeah.
Probably Montana or, I don't know, Joe's Garage or something.
Somebody named it as Moon Unit.
Moon Unit Zappa.
Dweezil. Would you rather be Moon Unit or Dweezil?
Well, they're crediting Moon
Unit. Are they both boys?
No. Moon Unit is the girl. And then Dweezil is his son. I would feel better with Moon Unit because people go, oh, is your dad a hippie? And you can lie and just say, yeah. When you say Dweezil, they're like, come on, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's that's nothing.
Then we have this story. An Indonesian man loves his workplace so much that he has named his son after it.
All right.
His five-month-old boy is named Statistical Information Communication Office.
This is not a joke.
Yes. Even before he got married, he knew that if he had a son, he wanted to name him after the department he worked in as a civil servant.
Is that not a girl's name, too?
He made that very clear to his fiancée before they got married. She accepted the conditions. Their first child was a girl, so Sumit agreed on a more conventional name. But when the wife, Linda, gave birth to their second child, a boy, in December of last year, he knew exactly what he was going to name his son. Statistical Information Communication Office, and that is his actual name.
All right, well, I've been talking about this off the air, but my cousin Kelly, she is pregnant.
All right.
She married a man whose last name is Sharp.
Sharp. Okay.
They know they're having a daughter. So my sports obsessed family has all suggested.
Shannon.
Yes! Sharp. It's right there! Shannon Sharp!
I mean, you know what? Why the
How
hell?
How about Sterling
no?
then?
Well, girl, that's a boy's name.
Is it? Yeah. Would you, if you met a woman and she said, hi, my name's Sterling,
I just assume she's a stripper.
That's another Sterling. He's a famous actor. Oh, a black dude.
Yeah, he was on Weeby This. Basically, every role he gets.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I only know Sterling's as men. Shannon, I mean, he's not as Irish as you'd think for a Shannon.
Or kind of like, what's his name? Who's the quarterback for the Eagles? Donovan McNabb. Yeah. What a great Irish name. He's got cornrows. He's a brother.
Yeah.
Just letting you know right now.
But I'm just like, you could name her Shannon. And if you're not a sports fan, Shannon Sharp wouldn't be as funny. But I think it's right there.
When my sister was pregnant with my nephew, my brother-in-law's last name is White. And I fought for the hardest time trying to get him to name him Guy.
How about Barry?
White.
How about Barry, Barry White?
What about Walter?
I know. I said that one, too. And they vetoed that
no,
one.
No, if you have a white kid, you got to name Barry White.
Barry White.
Without question.
If I had a son,
like
I'd say this
Barry White.
Come on.
Barry.
Yeah, if I had a son, just as my last name is Smith, I would go with the most stereotypical black name I could find.
Like Jamal.
Terrence. And it's just got to be that short little stocky white kid. Yeah. Like, here. Like, you know some coach would be like, oh, we got Terrence Smith.
It's so weird.
So disappointed when he sees him.
He includes a picture on every resume.
Yeah. Oh, he's trying out.
Why does he do that?
Actually, he's not.
The random would you rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right, Jesse, here's a good one. Would you rather become your favorite character? And that could be anything. That could be Batman. That could be whoever your favorite character
is. Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, you name it. Yeah, you could become your favorite character, or would you rather win the lottery?
Oh, geez, that's a tough one, because if your favorite character is Batman, you've already won the lottery, right? That's your monetary.
But, also, your parents are dead, and they've been murdered, and that haunts you.
Yeah, and you live in a rainy town all the time, even,
with just your butler.
Right. Yeah, that's fact. Batman's not getting a lot of action.
Yeah, really.
That's a good point.
Let's see, I'll probably have to go with my favorite character, and... I just have to pick somebody rich and cover the lottery part of that.
But who is your actual favorite character?
Like you don't want to be rich.
Grew up with Urkel, and you got to go like, I don't know that I'd want to be him.
Yes, in all honesty, Spawn is probably nice. Just because he battles the demons. But
why would you want to do that though? I mean, I hear what you're saying. Like it's cool when you see him battling demons, but then. Based on your metric, hey, guess what, Jesse? I know you've had a normal life. You're about to start battling demons.
I don't think you go Batman because you got to do all that crap. I think you take it to a different level and you go with the most boring superhero ever.
Aquaman.
You go with Superman because you can fly.
Sure.
You're still can still be your normal self.
But you still got to go to work every day and write paper.
I mean, think about that. But the dude took a job.
But when you,
I'm freaking Superman, but I'm getting yelled at.
I'm in disguise. I don't want anybody to know who
you're
I am.
You're wearing glasses.
But I'm
it's
still,
just the people around
I'm still
you are
good
stupid.
Looking, and when I put on my uniform, I'm still better looking, and I can fly.
I'm not taking Superman. I mean, my man, it's like, right, you can do all this stuff, and you work at a newspaper. Brilliant.
Well, and
are you
also,
kidding
you're,
me?
You also are then tasked with saving the world on the doggone.
No, you're not. I don't have to do anything. He does it because he's nice. I'm not nice. I'm corrupt.
Hey,
I steal your drugs.
You're in the news if you don't, though.
It doesn't matter.
There you are just casually flying around from place to place because it's what you can do.
It's called a humble brag.
Just flipping you off the entire
time. It's called a flex.
Do you know this Amazon traffic I got stuck in this morning? F it. I'm Superman, brother.
Yeah.
You know how much you pay to park in this building? F it. I'm Superman, man. I'm getting home fast.
Yeah, I don't have to save the world. That is a decision that Superman made.
Does Superman fly faster than planes?
Yes. He can fly at least up to the speed of
faster than a speeding bullet.
Let's just say this. Let's just say right now, I don't know, it's 78 degrees and sunny in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
I want tacos for lunch. I'm still at work. I can get my ass down there. Eat two tacos on Mission Beach, fly my ass back, and still be on the air at 2 o'clock.
And I've gotten seven numbers.
In theory, because I'm Superman.
What do you mean in theory? Like, dude, I can zip down there in no time.
Yeah.
Like, in no time. Superman.
I just don't trust Miles on the beach before work.
He didn't say he'd be sober. He just said.
He's just getting hammered out there.
But there's only two.
That was a very specific taco spot he was talking
about. There's only two jobs in this world where you can put your hands on your hips and be cool. Superman and a porn star.
Yep. That's about it.
I mean, if you could stand like this all the time, like you do at the urinal, are you kidding me?
What about first base umpire?
Sometimes they put the hand behind the back. three jobs. And third base.
Right, that was specific.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody here made a good point. Iron Man. Super smart, super rich, gets all the ass he wants.
But the thing about all that crap he's got to put on.
Yeah, but it's cool when
he
does.
With me,
his heart has shrapnel in it.
Yeah.
Right, but he's taking care of
a lot of hearts,
it.
Do, Mike.
Yeah. The hardest part of being Superman, honest to God, would be to find a phone booth. That would be your struggle.
Only if that's what you want to do. Like,
I'm not
you don't
doing
give
that.
A damn. Right?
I'm not doing it.
You're not doing any good out there. So what's the point of your secret identity?
It's
being
not
known?
That I'm not doing any good. I'm just not doing it necessarily when you need it.
I just don't want to have to work in a newspaper.
Right.
Why? What's wrong with working in a newspaper?
You know work in radio, man.
You remember how long it used to take me to type a blog? I'm going to get it like world's effed because Ted can't get out of work.
Oh, Clark Kent. Right. Nothing but spelling errors.
I got to write a 3-page article before I go home and save the world. Yeah. You're screwed.
I'd love to save the world off a deadline.
But you have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
So
hey,
what?
Oh, man. I'm working this out.
I've had plenty of girlfriends. They make me any better at English.
Don't they have an editor for that?
Yeah, but when it's that bad, they're like, this job might not be for you.
It's a very demanding job, man. Prices are getting cut.
You're going to be able to blue in the face. Hair Club will be like, what's with you on the blogs? Like, I got into radio to talk. Like, writing is tough for me, right? Like, it always has been. I have a learning disability. Like, got into this medium, boss.
Instead of flip around in the office chair and go, bro, I need your, because even spell checks, like, we don't.
We're not
know.
Close.
But what you could do is deliver the newspapers as Superman, get that job done in about 5 minutes.
Oh,
you
know what I'm saying? Delivery boy.
You don't need to write
just
it.
Just give me the money.
Who sucks last? Coming up at 4:30. And we've got your emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.